Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Judith. Wonderful to be on the program.
And great to have you as a guest. Now, you are
Thank you.
launching your first novel tomorrow, I understand. But before we go into that, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you first got into writing.
Yes, that's an intriguing question. I think I've always been interested in the unusual, and it so happened that at school, the head of English was a wonderful chap called Fred, who dressed like a tramp and was pear-shaped, and he had me ogling, you know, all the time he spoke, because I couldn't believe the nature of this chap. But he brought the poetry of John Keats and Robert Browning so alive in my imagination that it just inspired me. I thought, you know, that the power of words, you know, put in the right way is something beyond belief. And that really fired me. And then the ironic thing is that my first job, I ended up as a copywriter in an advertising agency in a very small room with a 6'7" giant senior copywriter who made me feel rather small, and but I learned my discipline there. So I had, I suppose, coupled the imagination with the discipline of how you put words together in a way that communicates. So it was a very useful start in life.
Yes, I can imagine. Now, although this is your first novel, you have written a couple of other books, haven't you? Would you like to tell us about those?
Yes, interesting. I have sort of got into the habit of living my life by chance somewhat, and my first book started when I went to the Metropolitan Museum in New York and happened to stumble across a Roman bust of Caracalla, and he looked so evil, and someone beside me said, I never liked him, as though he was your next door neighbour, and that really made me laugh. But also, what makes a person like that so evil? And then Hadrian's Wall path opened up in Northumberland. I thought, I just have to do that, except that I made a fatal mistake of buying boots the day before I set off, and I acquired the blessing of blisters the day I began.
Oh, ouch.
But as I said, it was the blessing of blisters, because those changed the character of the whole walk and meant that I communicated more with people, I slowed down, I noticed things, and it turned out to be a great advantage. So that was my first book, Off the Wall Walking. Encouraged, if you like, by that experience, I decided a few years later, unbelievably, to hitchhike from the bottom of Britain to the top, so from Lizard Point to the top, which is done ahead, and have the most incredible encounters with people, all of whom I asked, how did you find your direction? And had some wonderful answers, you know, about how people really found out what they should be doing and had been doing. And so I recorded that in my second book, On Chance Road. I called it A Thumbprint of Britain. Those people that gave me lifts are still within me now, you know. And then, should we come on to the latest one then?
Indeed, yes.
Well, the latest one, again, had a very off-the-cuff start, if you like. I do let sort of life speak to me. My wife had a dream that I walked from the south of Devon to the north of Devon, from Plymouth. And so I said, well, I have to do that. So I walked from Plymouth and found myself on Dartmoor. And on Dartmoor, I have some quite extraordinary experiences where I ended up playing a part in a community theatre play at Mary Tavey, which was called The Funeral Game, and I ended up being reborn as a novelist, because at the end of the show there was a raffle, and what did I win? A notebook. And I thought, if ever I needed a sign, it's being given a notebook, a special notebook, to start writing my novel. So that hit me off, started me off, and Dartmoor had to play a key part in it. And the second element of that is that I'd met an unfortunate experience that a contact of mine had, where he was involved in a car crash, had brain damage, and that affected his behavior, which unfortunately impacted on his relationship. And I had quite intensive interviews with him, which were very insightful. And so I put the two together. I thought, you know, how do you rebuild a life? His family fell apart. He lost his home and family. So I put into the character I created a situation that he was rediscovering his childhood haunts on Dartmoor, if you like, having that, if you like, that feeling of security and comfort from visits that he'd made with his grandfather to some of the amazing sights on Dartmoor, the hound tours and, you know, all the other myths that are so redolent. So my story, that's how it began and evolved. As I said, I'm very, very blessed and fortunate to have ended up at the Arts University Plymouth, which has given me every encouragement to fulfil the promise of the novel, and it's published now. And I hope it'll be, as it were, an indication of how, when events strike you, as they inevitably do in life, whether it's an accident or an illness or a death in the family or whatever, that actually you can draw courage and a feeling of a supportive strength, if you like, from the fact that life goes on and there are ways of rebuilding a life which can give it even more meaning. And I think that's what I've tried to convey in my narrative. So yeah, that's the background to it, Judith.
Right, well, it sounds an interesting read, Lawrence. Now then, tell us about the book launch for it, where it's going to be held.
Yeah, the book launch, yes, I've been very happy to be in touch with Matt Steele of the Ivy Bridge Bookshop, and he's been a great encouragement to me, and I'm, as I say, very fortunate on the 16th of February, 5:30, to be launching the book for the first time, and I'm so delighted it's at Ivy Bridge, because it's just fortuitous that an uncle of mine, a great uncle of mine, happens to be buried at Ivy Bridge, and so it's sort of a personal link. But yes, on the 16th of Feb, tomorrow at 5:30, I will be launching the book, and I will speak about some of the background to the book and how perhaps my character and how one does come to terms with changes in one's life, and the sort of ways in which you can rebuild. I mean, my character on Dartmoor, he ends up on Hound Tor at the dead of night, and looks at the rocks and sees a judge in one of the rocks, and he actually speaks to the judge, who says, "You look as though you've lost already." And then he has another exchange with the judge, and the judge says, "You know, you must stand up for what you believe in." And it's as though he's having a dialogue with this rock. Yeah. But okay. It's a sort of state, if you like, you get in where you do need to have conversations. So you'll pick on a rock on Dartmoor and have a dialogue. And he has some interesting encounters, including a stay at a squat where he meets a teenage poet, and also has a wonderful day walk with a character he meets who from Ashburton, called Skinner in my book, who is a sort of a Zen skateboarder, and is really quite a interesting character in his own right. But he sort of gives my character, who's called Scarf, his nickname Scarf, my character, he gives him a new way of looking. He comes from an art background, and on this walk, you know, he just breathes new life into my character and gives him new heart.
It seems like a book that might inspire people, hopefully, and so do
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, we all, I think, must have had some experiences in life where it's forced you to rethink what you've been doing.
Indeed.
You know, and you think, where do I go from here?
Yeah.
And this is a story about that sort of crisis point, if you like, that one might get where you know your path is forked, you know, and maybe you've got to
Make a decision.
The road less travelled.
Yeah, indeed. Well, for those people who can't get into the Ivy Bridge Bookshop tomorrow, where can they obtain your book?
Yes, obviously it's at the Ivy Bridge Bookshop. I also, it's stocked at the Red Cross Bookshop in Plympton, where I'm actually very privileged to be Author of the Month, and
ooh,
I will
lovely.
Be doing a book signing there on the 18th of February from 12:30 onwards. It's also at the West Country Bookshop in Newton Abbot, and there will be more outlets as I make more contact. Also in South Brent, I think there's the Artworks shop in South Brent also has a stock.
Oh, great. It sounds like you're getting out there already. Well, I'd say
starting to spread the news.
Yeah. if people want to get in touch with you, you want to give out any contact details, website or Facebook before we go?
People can email me, Apple or phone. My email is Lawrence Shelley, spelled with a U, lawrenceshelley@aol.com. Phone number, landline 01752 211 499, and I'll be absolutely delighted to speak to anyone in whatever way or whatever way I can help. I'm delighted.
Okay.
I should also say, Judith, before I go on, that I owe a great debt of thanks to the South Hams Authors Network, who've given me great support and encouragement.
Yes, they're a great group. We've had several of their authors on, and they all say the same. Yeah, brilliant group. Well, I have actually met, in fact, Owen gave a little talk there some time ago. Lester and I paid a visit. They were a lovely group, very nice group indeed. We enjoyed
it. Yes, it's wonderful. I mean, it can be a lonely business, writing, as you may well know, and it's just fantastic to be with a group of people who are on that journey, exploring ideas. And my the thrust of my inquiries is the unknown. The unexpected, if you like, that can strike, and as I've sort of revealed, if you like, in my books.
Indeed.
Now before
we go, you can now, as I said earlier, you can be a DJ, as Lester says, and choose a track of music and dedicate it if you wish. So what have you decided on?
Oh, yes. Well, I couldn't pick a better song, track, than Absolute Beginners by David Bowie, who is an iconic individual, of course, in music, and has been a great inspiration for me, for many years, that the way he played with his identity, the way he just presented himself in a spontaneous way, and that's been an inspiration. So Absolute Good. Beginners has got to be it.
Right, okay, well, we're going to play that now, so all that remains is me to wish you the very, very best of luck, Lawrence, with your new book, and let us know how you get on with it via Alison and the South Hams Author Group. Okay, then.
I certainly will. Many thanks indeed for your help, Judith. It's been delightful to speak to you.
My pleasure.
And to your audience.
Okay, goodbye for now.
Bye for now. Thank you.